Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there, welcome to this edition of The Chalene Show. Today, obviously you read the title, what we're going to do is get you back on track. Today is a step-by-step guide to help you transform your health the right way. So if you've fallen off the wagon, if you've lost track of your best habits, and discipline like just is not your strong suit lately, if you have been feeling like truly transforming your health is so far away from where you are today that sometimes you just feel like giving up, then this is your episode, because today I am going to help you do this the right way. I'm going to give you month by month a plan to get you back on track once and for all, where you don't have to rely on motivation or discipline. We're going to basically use habit stacking for three important areas of your life, and you're just going to set one little habit, breaking down your transformation into bite-sized, doable habits. And we're going to start with the most important ones, and this is going to feel like progress is being made, and you're going to not just transform your physical health, your nutritional health, but also your mindset, because we want to make this stick. I'm actually going to give you 36 specific habits, and you can tweak them or modify them to really suit you, but we're going to put this plan in writing, and it starts today. So thanks for being here. Thanks for doing this for yourself, and as always, thanks for subscribing to the show or following or whatever they call it on the app that you're listening to. All right, let's get to it. The only way this works is if it sticks. And the way to make something stick is to make it doable and to make sure that you feel rewarded and you're noticing your own progress. Personally, when I'm setting out to do something that I've tried doing in the past and it hasn't worked and I need to try again, I think it's really important to be reflective, to sit down with a piece of paper and like write down all of the things that haven't worked. What has derailed you in the past? And I don't care whether we're talking about health or business or marriage, really anything that's important to you, and you have made several attempts, and most likely each time you make an attempt, you get a little bit better at it. That's important to note too. As Albert Einstein once said, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. I think that's also the definition of stupidity. Like, you're too smart to do the things that you've done in the past that worked temporarily, but eventually fell off the wagon. I really want you to know that you are embarking today on a journey to be a completely different person for the rest of your life. But it's not going to happen overnight. Because if you're looking for immediate, instantaneous results, results that happen before the, I don't know, high school reunion that you have got coming up in a month, then you're going to be right back to where you started. You are listening to this because you've made a decision to permanently change who you are. And it is 1,000% possible. And it starts with the decision that you've made to do things differently this time, to put a one-year plan in place, and then to follow those steps. I'm going to outline the steps for you today. You're already a different person than who you were before you started listening to this podcast. Every single day, you're going to get better and better and better, and you're going to make slow progress. And a year from now, people won't even recognize who you are mentally, physically, spiritually. Your attitude, your vibrations, like the energy and the vibe that you put out to the world is going to draw people to you, and you're going to feel so much better about yourself. Having a plan is critical. If you don't have a plan, if you don't have a map, how could you ever possibly expect to go someplace that's so magical, that's so different from where you are today? You need a map. You need a plan. Everything that I'm about to share with you is also going to be up on my blog. So I want you to go there. I want you to print it out. I want you to save it. I want you to see it in writing. In fact, what I'd really love for you to do is to rewrite that plan in your own handwriting, and you're going to make some modifications and tweaks. This is a very specific plan because that's what you need. However, there's a very high likelihood there are steps in this plan that you will need to modify so that it's specific to you. So for example, if you already drink 80 ounces of water every day, well, then you're going to need to have a replacement habit that you're going to work on because you've already mastered one of the important habits that's on this list. We're going to focus on two things every month that we're going to turn into permanent habits. These are not things that we're going to temporarily follow and see if it makes an improvement. These are things that you are committing right now are part of your personality. This is not a diet. This isn't a get super healthy overnight scheme. This is like, how do I permanently change my habits so that I look and feel amazing? This is where you start. If you have fallen off the wagon, if you've never been able to adopt healthy habits, this is a doable plan. This is a plan designed for somebody who just does not know where to start. It's important that I mention, if you think something's going on with your health, you should definitely check in with your doctor. Like, that's baseline stuff. You should do a checkup at least once a year. Why not? We're going to set realistic goals. We're going to start small. Everything that I'm going to share with you is so easy for you to achieve and within a 1 month time frame that you can turn each one of these things into a habit. As I mentioned, we're going to focus on two habits, actually three habits. When you break it down, one will be nutrition related, one is going to be physically related, and the third and probably the most important one is the stuff that you need to make a habit so that you can change your mindset. I mean, mindset is such a big piece of this. Like right now, if you're listening to this and going, I'll follow along, but I know this isn't going to work. That's the problem. Like your brain is sabotaging your success. And so we have to work on mindset as much as we have to do diet and your exercise. Okay. But this is all so freaking doable. And again, just a reminder, as I go through these suggestions, there are some, you might already be doing this. You might already be further along than you realize. That's fine. Then just tweak them, modify them so that they work for you. But you need specific measurable things, just three things you're going to work on every single month. I'm going to help you understand what kind of support system you need in place in order to make this stuff stick. Like how to keep yourself not just accountable, but motivated and encouraged, and how to find help when you need it, how to stay on track. I'm also going to share with you what you need to know about yourself so that you can identify like, oh my gosh, I'm slipping. I've let some of my old habits creep back in, because habit creep is one of the reasons why you see people who 10 years ago, they weighed 10 pounds less. And they're like, I'm eating exactly the same way. Nothing has changed, but I'm 10 pounds heavier. This must be age. Maybe, but more often than not, my own personal experience, as well as the experience of many of the experts that I've worked with, is it is a result of habit creep. We all have to admit that when we're not tracking our own progress, we think we're doing the exact same things, and we're not. So your body changes. Your health changes, and it's a slow and steady slide down. Well, we're going to reverse that, and we are about to start a slow and steady climb back to optimal health. Month one, your goal will be to get 7 to 9 hours of sleep every night. That's your habit. That's the habit you're going to need to form. I don't know by what means you need to make that happen, but I do suggest that you use some type of device to track your sleep. Whether it's an Apple Watch, or there are different apps where you don't even have to wear a device, they're obviously not as accurate, but you need to track it, because if you're not tracking it, you can't improve it. The physical habit that I want you to develop for this month, the only thing you're going to focus on, is walking every day. Now, I don't know what level of health you're at currently, but decide right now, like, how long could you walk? Could you walk for 10 minutes, 15 minutes? Are you at a place right now where you have to start with 5? Whatever it is, your goal is to walk a little bit every single day. And then your mental habit that I want you to develop is to join our private Facebook group. So we've got a group called the Pod Squad. And within the Pod Squad, I've created a subgroup. just for those of you who are on this journey. There will be no selling. There's no one who's going to try to talk you into their network marketing opportunity. There's no one who's going to shame you. There's no one who's going to be the authority. This is a group where you can join if you're already a member of the Pod Squad, which is, it's on Facebook, it's free, and you just have to answer a few questions to prove that you actually listen to the show. And then you're going to join the subgroup. I think it's called Healthy Together. I'll put a link at the top of the show notes. If you're already in the Pod Squad, you'll just automatically be added to this group when you click on the link. And that's going to help with your mindset. Month two, all you're going to focus on is making sure that you have dark green leafy vegetables for at least one meal. Just one. Dark green leafy vegetables. If you're like, ugh, but I hate vegetables, we'll find a way to put spinach in your smoothie. Find a way that you like dark greens. And I don't care if you do it at breakfast, lunch, or dinner, at least one serving. Month two, you're also going to focus on getting yourself ready to start strength training. So you're going to need to buy free weights or join a gym. Because my friend, you're going to start lifting weights. This is going to be the key to your long-term success. But month two, I'm not asking you to start doing it. I'm just asking you to start getting ready. So it's buying free weights or it's joining a gym. It's having what you need to start doing this 3 times a week. All right. Also this month, I want you to develop the habit of scoring your overall nutrition for that day on a scale of 1 to 10. So this is just a really super simple, takes 2 seconds way of kind of tracking your nutrition. Later, we'll do something more specific like tracking macros. But for now, I just want you to, at the end of the day, go, all right, how'd I do? Scale of 1 to 10. 10 being perfection, 1 being I didn't eat anything all day, so I'm going to give myself a low score, or 1 being I, you know, had fast food, I don't feel good, I didn't drink enough water. You know how to score yourself. Scale of 1 to 10. But make this a habit. And remember, the way that we make something a habit is by not having to think about it, because we've established some kind of a trigger, something that reminds us to do it. And especially this is helpful when we can attach it to an already existing habit. So for me, this habit is easy for me because I use a push journal. If you use the health tracker push journal, it's got an extra page in there where it just has a scale of 1 to 10. You just circle the number. It's that simple. So for me, that's my trigger. If you don't have a push journal, this is not me telling you to get one, but you need to have some kind of a trigger so that on a daily basis, you are tracking your progress just by circling a number. Okay, so you're going to have to establish some type of trigger so that you're doing that on a regular basis. These are habits that once you've established them, you're going to maintain them and add on to them every single month. So by the time we finish 12 months, you have all these new healthy habits, but you didn't create them all at once because that's unrealistic. We're creating them 1 month at a time. Month three, I want you to increase your water intake to at least 80 ounces per day. If you're already drinking 80 ounces, then increase the number, modify it for yourself. The way I was able to develop this habit is by buying 3 water bottles, each of which have 25 ounces in them, and I would fill up all 3, and I would do that the night before. I also got myself to look forward to drinking water by mixing in my supplements. Like, I'm just telling you, I, to this day, don't like just a plain glass of water. Ugh, gross. It has to have some flavor. So for me, it's just mixing in my supplements. And that makes me look forward to it because, number one, I know I'm doing something super healthy for myself. I'm getting nutrients that I probably am not getting in my diet. So it's bolstering my immune system and it's making my water taste delicious. I also prepare all 3 of those water bottles the night before. So I don't have to take any time. They're already ready. As soon as I finish one, it's almost like I'm excited to go get the next one. Whatever the system you need to put in place, remember that in order to make a habit stick, you need a trigger and it needs to be rewarding. You have to actually enjoy some part of it. So figure that part out. For your mental well-being in month three, I want you to unfollow or at least mute any social media account that triggers you to compare yourself, that makes you feel like you're never going to look a certain way, that you're not good enough, all the things. I need you to mute those accounts. They're doing more damage than good. Month four, the habit you're going to develop is figuring out what that unhealthy go-to snack is that you just keep grabbing. You know what it is. I don't. Figure out what that is. And instead of just eliminating it, I want you to replace it with something a little healthier. This month, you're also going to start strength training at least 1 day per week. one day per week. If you're already doing one day per week, well, then you're going to modify this habit to do it two or three times a week. If you have no clue about how to do strength training, you've got options. You can go to YouTube and watch videos. I personally would suggest that you go to my Instagram account and click on subscriptions so you can be part of my fitness subscription group. And there I teach women and men how to do strength training the right way. I put together all the sequences for you. I show you the exercises. I show you proper form, etc. I'd say 90% of the workouts you can do just with dumbbells. You could also hire a trainer. You could join a fitness subscription like Body, or there's almost every personal trainer now has their own app where they can teach you proper strength training. But you're going to start strength training a minimum of 1 to 2 times per week, and it needs to go on your schedule. You're also going to work on creating a habit of writing down just one sentence every single day that is an expression of your gratitude for your body, something your body is doing for you. It can be gratitude, it can be appreciation, it can be a compliment. It's just one sentence, and it can be something as simple as like, I am so grateful that my body feels rested and restored today. I am so grateful that my legs are strong enough that I can squat down and pick up my kid. Like, one sentence a day. And again, you've got to create some type of a prompt so that you remember to do this every day. And this is the kind of thing that is so important because it's going to shift the way you feel about your body. And your brain starts to change. Like, you start to believe in yourself. You start to know and understand that, like, this is a miraculous machine and it's capable of so much. And your body will start to believe your brain. So these gratitude posts are essential that you turn them into habits. Again, there's a single line in the push journal that allows you to write that down at the beginning of every day. That's there. By the way, you know this, right? Like, I created the push journal so that I had these triggers, and that's why it works for me. You don't have to use a push journal, but I need you to figure out some way, whether it's on a post-it note every day and you keep them all over your mirror. I love that idea. Or doing it on your phone. But every single day, it's got to become a habit. In month 5, I want you to practice the habit of portion awareness. I hate the term portion control. Ugh. I just want you to be aware. I mean, because for so many of us, when we talk about habit creep, we don't even know what an actual serving looks like. Sometimes I realize this when I travel and I'm on a flight and they bring the little airplane meals over to you and you're like, what is this tiny little breast of chicken? What is this tiny little amount of rice? Yeah, a lot of times those are what actual portions are supposed to look like. That is just a cup of rice. And we just will assume in our minds that we know how much we're eating. So I'm not asking you to track your macros in month 5. I'm just asking you to get in the habit of putting a food scale and a measuring cup, maybe some measuring spoons in your kitchen so that you get in the habit of just being aware of how many servings and how much you're eating. That's all. It's just awareness. It's awareness mode. Also this month, you're going to develop the habit because you're going to attach it to your habit of walking every day, right? Like, so we're already habit stacking now. You're already in the habit of walking every single day. Now, when you finish your walk, I want you to spend 5 minutes after your walk working on flexibility and or mobility. What I mean by this is working on knee, hip, ankle, flexibility, because those are the areas that help us with longevity. These are the things that we just don't think about enough, but if this is easy for you to do, again, I've got mobility workouts that are less than 5 minutes you can do on my Instagram subscription. You just go to my Instagram and click on the little purple icon that says subscribe, I think, and it's $4.99 a month. If you need help, you can also get videos for free on YouTube. Just look up knee mobility or ankle mobility or beginner mobility workout or beginner flexibility workout. But you're going to attach that habit to the habit you already have of walking. And your mindset habit that you're going to work on in month 5 is really going to challenge you. But this one is going to be so, so good for you. At least 3 times a week when you get dressed, I want you to take a selfie in the mirror, post it to your social media with an affirmation about yourself. Like, I love the way this blouse looks. I think my legs are getting stronger. I think my skin is glowing. Like, you can put hashtag self-love. I don't care. But I want you to make this affirmation public. Man, if you've got kids, especially if you've got daughters, This stuff is powerful. You're teaching them to love themselves. You're teaching yourself to love yourself. So I know it feels uncomfortable to post that to social media and you're going to think, oh, people think I'm bragging. Dude, I do this. I'm not doing it for other people. I don't care what other people think. I am protecting my mindset. I am building it. And I do that with affirmations. And it's contagious. The same way putting ourselves down becomes contagious. And that's something I don't want to catch. I don't want to put myself down. I want to compliment myself. I want to know and feel and believe that as I continue to get older, I keep getting better. And I believe that. And you have to do that too. And it starts with us making those affirmations public. Month 6, you're going to join some nutritional educational program or download a nutrition book, something that really teaches you how the body works and how nutrition affects you. Because man, the worst part about diet is that most of us think that we don't have a clue and that there's some expert out there who's going to tell us how to eat and all of our pounds will melt away and we'll be like amazingly svelte. And like, if I just knew how to eat, then I would be fill in the blank. But here's the deal. Okay, so we've done these conversations about Ozempic recently and Mounjaro and what's the other one? Wegovy. We know those drugs work. They work because people eat less. They don't work long-term for someone who's just wanting to lose 10 or 15 or 20 pounds. We know that because the studies show us that once you take away this artificial dampening of your hunger, your normal hunger comes back. So unfortunately, and this is not to disregard those people who actually need the medication, and I actually think it's a great decision for them. I think they're going to get healthier because of it, and they're going to learn how to eat healthy food because of it, and maybe they'll drink less, and especially those people who are diabetics and they need this medication to live. I'm talking to those people who are, frankly, taking this medication because they haven't ever figured out how to eat for themselves. They've gone from diet to diet to diet, following someone else's rules, and they lose the weight temporarily and then they put it back on. And at the root core of that is they just don't understand how the body works and how nutrition for them needs to work. And I'm telling you, the people who I've seen change their relationship with food and their bodies permanently are people who have done the research. They've educated themselves. Like once you know, you can't not know. Like once you know something is poisonous, something's going to make you sick, how it's going to affect your body, you no longer crave it and you don't need an injection to help you with that. But it does start with education. So look into it. There's lots of different nutritional coaching programs out there. Personally, and again, I'm like not saying this to promote something that I've created, but Phase It Up. That's why I created it, so that people would feel empowered to make their own nutritional decisions and they would understand like how their body works, because it's different than how my body works. Like people ask me all the time, hey, can you do a post where you share everything you eat in a day? No, because people don't need to eat what I eat. You need to eat the way you need to eat. And that starts with doing an educational program. So again, Phase It Up or just do some research. But please do me a favor. Don't buy a diet program. Don't buy something that's designed to help you lose weight as the primary goal. I want you to invest in something that teaches you how your body works, how nutrition affects the body, and it doesn't have kind of like an objective in place, like to make you go keto or to make you go gluten-free or vegan. Like I want you to invest in something that allows you to have all the information that you need to really understand how your body works and what works best for you and what things impact our metabolism, how your body works, how your metabolism works, and how those things change as we age and as we modify our nutrition and our body composition by adding muscle. By month 6, I want you to increase your strength training to a minimum of 3 days per week. Okay. Our goal is to get to 5 days per week, and you can do that in any way you'd like. I don't recommend that you go from 0 to 5. I think you should do this maybe 1 day a week to start in month 1, and then you can increase to 2. But by month 6, I want you to at least be doing 3 days a week of strength training. Month 6, I also want you to eliminate the habit of screen time first thing in the morning. And remember, the best way to eliminate a habit is by replacing it with a habit. So first thing in the morning, you need that like dopamine hit. That's just, you grab your phone. That's fine. Just no scrolling. So replace the scrolling habit with something else that allows you to get up and start moving. So for me, that's an audiobook or a podcast. In month 7, I want you to attach or stack the habit of taking nutritional supplements like a multivitamin, like immunity support, like vitamin D, vitamin K, like the things that you need that help to bolster and improve your immune system. And maybe that is also considering bioidentical hormone replacement for those of you who are suffering from or experiencing signs of perimenopause or menopausal symptoms. Like, I want you to get in the habit of when you wake up, you see your water bottle because you've already established that habit. And now right next to your water bottle are your supplements you've put out on the counter. For me, what I've done is I put my supplements next to the coffee machine because I have coffee in the morning, usually before I even have my water. I'm just going to be completely straight with you. And I don't drink a lot of my coffee. It's just like a habit. It feels good. And my supplements are right next to the coffee maker. So it's stacked. Now, to really know where you are deficient, like to know with 100% certainty, you're going to have your levels checked and you're going to have to ask your doctor to run a full panel to know where it is you are deficient. But I can tell you that there are quite a few supplements that I recommend here on the show on a regular basis because statistically speaking, like 80% of the population is deficient in these things and they don't even realize it. So taking a supplement is a wonderful way to automatically just know that you're getting those nutrients. Like, I talk about Organifi all the time. Obviously, we'll put a link to them in the show notes. This is not an ad for them. But the other one that I think a lot of people don't realize they are deficient in is magnesium, right? And magnesium helps with your bone density. And like, so for example, for me, I do everything I should be doing to improve my bone density. But there's a component of bone density that is just genetic. And it's not calcium that improves your bone density, it's magnesium. For a lot of people, if you're deficient in magnesium, which again, most people are, it affects like every component of your health. Like, it can affect your heart, your body's holding on to inflammation, which is going to make you hold on to water, which makes you weigh more. It can affect obesity, mental illness, sleep, stress, freaking everything. And so many people that are taking a magnesium supplement don't realize there's 7 different types of magnesium that your body really needs to work at an optimal level. So do your research or let me do it for you. The one that I recommend is called Mag Breakthrough, magbreakthrough.com/Shalene. Got it? Mag as in magnesium, magbreakthrough.com/Shalene. That gives you 10% off. And you don't have to remember the link. Like I said, it's in the show notes. So you can click on it while the podcast is playing. But that way it's done. It's off your to-do list. And you've got a high quality magnesium supplement. And, you know, you can start this habit early if you want. Okay, back to the habit piece of this. Where you put your supplements matters. And correct me if I'm wrong. I bet you have a drawer or a cabinet or a whole stash of vitamins or supplements that you once purchased and for whatever reason you just stopped taking them. Right now they're like expired and you're having to buy all new supplements. The reason why that happened is because you didn't put them in a place where you would see them and it would remind you to take them. For example, for me, when it comes to my sleep supplement, I take a sleep gummy. I take 2 of them every night. I've talked about them many times on the show before, the sleepy gummy. But I have to put that in my medicine cabinet next to my electric toothbrush. Because if I don't, what'll happen is I'll forget to take them. I'll just brush my teeth. And then I'm like, oh, I brushed my teeth. Now I don't want to chew up a gummy, even though it has like, I mean, almost no sugar. I want to make sure I get in that habit because it does make a huge difference for my sleep. It's got melatonin, which is an incredible supplement. It's something we all produce naturally, but most people are deficient in that again, especially if you struggle with focus. It also has CBD and CBN, cannabinol. Those 3 ingredients, the studies on them and how they improve sleep is remarkable. I habit stack this by attaching or putting it next to my toothbrush. Then when I open up my medicine cabinet to grab my toothbrush, I see my sleepy gummies. I take my 2 gummies and then I brush my teeth. When you use my code for the Sleepy Gummy, you also get a discount there. And by the way, they just released a new flavor. It's really good. Raspberry lemonade. Personally, I still like the honey chamomile because I love the fact that the chamomile also helps with sleep. That is a very high quality sleep supplement. I recommend that you check it out by going to getsoul.com/Shalene. That gives you 15% off. And when you use my link, I'm going to spell it out for you. It's GetSoul, GetSoul.com/Shalene. You get 15% off all of their products. So maybe you don't want to do a gummy. Maybe you want to do a dropper and you want to do it in the morning. Or you're not interested in doing a melatonin supplement, but you do want to try a high quality CBD for like you or your pet or your kids. Yeah. So use that link, GetSoul.com/Shalene for your 15% off. But again, the key to taking your supplements is making sure that they're in a place that you're triggered, that you remember to do this. Reminder that everything that I'm sharing with you, while I love that you're writing this out and you're taking notes, and I hope you are, don't forget that you can go to my website, right? Just go to Shalene.com and you will see the blog post that we're doing that will give you a summary of all of these steps. Each month, what each of the habits are that you're going to develop, because we're still in month seven. Month seventh, what you're going to do from a physical standpoint is try some type of new low impact activity that you really look forward to. And I want it to be low impact. So dance, swim, cycling, roller skating, some type of physical activity. And I don't want you to think about it as exercise. I just want you to think about it as like using your body. So maybe it's horseback riding or canoeing, stand up paddling, something that you're going to really look forward to. For your mindset, I want you to follow, or at least if you're already following these people, I want you to favorite, put them as a favorite, like on Instagram, so that you're actually seeing their posts of two people who must be older than you, who have transformed their bodies or transformed their lives and their health. Okay? What I don't want you to do is pick someone who's younger than you. That doesn't help you. I don't want you to pick someone who's probably been fit all their freaking life. I want you to pick people who you are inspired. You look at them and you go, if they can do it, I can do it too. And if you need some suggestions, I've done a previous podcast about that where I talk about the people who I recommend that you could follow, but you can also ask this of anyone in our pod squad group or to your accountability group. When you see it's possible, it will inspire you to believe that it's possible for you too. We're almost there. Month eight, you are going to reduce the number of times you go to a fast food restaurant to no more than one time per week. And that includes Starbucks, y'all. That's fast food too. Let's just face it, right? I want you to track. You need to track this because remember, what we don't track, we aren't keeping track of and we can't improve it. So I want you to track the number of times you go grab something fast food, convenience food. In terms of your physical habit, I want you to increase the number of strength training workouts you're doing to at least 4 times per week. And in terms of your mindset, I want you to listen to at least 1 moving meditation per week. But here's the deal. It needs to be on the same day of the week. Like, you just know from now on, Sunday mornings are the day that you listen to some type of affirmation or a moving meditation. I've done lots of them here previously on the show that are really designed to put that message in your subliminal. You want to listen to those on a regular basis. I've got some moving meditations that are specifically around improving your health, body acceptance, and others that are just affirming. So that's something you want to do on a weekly basis, but don't just say, yeah, I'm going to do that once a week. I need you to pick the day of the week, and I want you to attach it to an already existing habit that you have on that day of the week. Moving into month nine, you're going to increase the number of servings you have of dark green leafy vegetables to 2 times per day. Okay? So that means you've got to add some dark green leafies into either your morning or your lunch, or if you're someone who likes to do a smoothie, you can throw some spinach. Is like tasteless when you put it in a smoothie. So you could do that. It's just asking for a side of steamed spinach and squeeze a whole lemon over it. I love that. Every time I go to a restaurant, if I see they have any other item on the menu with spinach, I will ask them, can I get some, just a big old plate of steamed spinach? It tastes good with freaking everything. Eggs, meat, chicken, other vegetables, rice, dark green leafy vegetables. Spinach happens to be my favorite. You'll figure out your own. The physical habit I want you to work on in month nine, this is my personal recommendation. Some of you aren't going to like this, but I want you to track how active you are each day. And one of the best ways to do this, if you have an Oura Ring or an Apple Watch, or there's so many other brands that are wearables, and a wearable is key, because if you're not using a wearable, then you're going to have to like write it down every time you get up and move. But what's crazy is if you're wearing one of these devices that tracks your activity, you don't have to think about it. You just look at your score at the end of the day and then you're like, oh, wow, I guess I was really inactive a lot of the day. And how can I change that? It's just being aware. And a way to make this a habit is by turning on your notifications. Like I love that my Aura Ring tells me, looks like you've been inactive here for a little bit. You've been sitting for over an hour. You should just get up and stretch. And I need that reminder. I can get hyper-focused, like preparing for a podcast like this. And the reason why I said you might not like this suggestion is because it does mean investing. Like you might have to spend some money, but what is better for you to invest your money in than your physical well-being? And if we're talking about setting this goal for month 9, why don't you right now while you're listening to this, just tell yourself if you follow through on a certain number of these habits by month 9, if you're making progress, which I know you will be and you do too, this is how you're going to treat yourself, by treating yourself to like an Aura Ring or an Apple Watch, or obviously I have an Aura Ring code. I think it's auraring.com/Shalene. This is not an ad, but you know what I'm saying? Like if I can save you some money, you know, I'm going to try to do that, friend. All right. And in month 9, the thing that I want you to do for your mental well-being is to establish something that helps you on a daily basis reduce stress. For me, it's a to-do list, and that's a habit. That helps me to reduce my stress. For Brett, it's now journaling. So what is that for you? Maybe it's listening to music. Maybe it's your walk. Like, but whatever it is, I need you to be aware of creating a daily habit that reduces stress, because when we reduce stress, we reduce cortisol and we reduce body fat. We're in month 10. In month 10, I want you to focus on eliminating conventional meat and dairy. So that means like eating junk. Like I want you to look specifically for, especially when you're shopping and even when you're out at a restaurant, try to go to places where they serve or offer or sell grass-fed, grass-finished meats and free-range chicken. Okay, that's all. That's it in month 10. Just paying attention to the quality of the nutrients that you're eating, assuming that you eat red meat. Also in month 10, I now want you to make it your goal to see if you can't go just a little bit heavier with each and every one of your strength training exercises. You know what might happen? You might not be able to do 12 reps. You might not be able to do 10 reps, but I'll just bet you can lift more weight. And when you lift more weight, you're going to get more muscle. And more muscle is going to make you feel confident, look amazing, and reduce your body fat. In month 10, the mindset habit I want you to develop is to catch yourself when you're scrolling social media and you see something that makes you feel less than inspired. When that happens, I want you to either mute that person or maybe they just showed up on your explore page. I just want you to catch yourself and notice how it makes you feel. And check back in with your support group. In month 11, the only habit I'm going to have you work on from a nutrition standpoint is making sure that you're having less than one sugar drink per day. Now, I think a lot of people miss the fact that non-fat latte that you're having, that's loaded with sugar. Like, look at how much sugar you're consuming. Anytime you're going to drink something, I want you to notice how much sugar is in it, and I want you to eliminate all of your, anything that you would normally drink that's loaded with sugar. That includes alcohol. You've got one sugary drink per day. That's it. That's your max. Okay? Also, you're going to, from a physical standpoint, you're now going to develop the habit of lower body strength training 3 times a week. So however many times per week you're lifting by month 11, at least 3 of those days, I want to be focused around lower body or total body. So at least 3 times a week when you're lifting, the lower body is being targeted. And from a mental habit standpoint, I want you to write down at least one non-scale related win that you've had each week. Journal it. Announce it in your accountability group. Post it to social media, but at least once a week, you're going to acknowledge it out loud, publicly. Hey, we're approaching that last month. Month 12, you're going to focus on the habit of creating one super healthy, delicious, yummy go-to meal that you plan each week and you're also excited about it. And I don't care if it's like the same thing. Like we have turkey stir fry with vegetables like at least 3 times a week. because I really do look forward to it. And maybe we have it more often than I care for, but like also I can't complain because I don't cook anything and it is quite delicious and I still look forward to it. And sometimes I just find other creative ways to look forward to it. Like that could be kind of boring, right? So sometimes I'll mix in like a Primal Kitchen mayo, spicy mayo in it. Delicious. Or sometimes I will mix it with, I know you're going to get grossed out by this, but sometimes I'll mix it with cottage cheese. It's so good. And then tahine, delicious. Or sometimes I will sprinkle cashews on top of it and just gives it a little crunch. It's delicious. So good. Or if we're really feeling crazy, we might switch it up. Instead of doing a vegetable stir fry, we'll do like a healthy fried rice. It's not really fried, but we'll take cauliflower rice and a little bit of brown rice and then an egg and scramble up the egg and all of that and just cook it up in some EVOO. Ooh, that's so good. All right, so that's your nutritional goal. In month 12, you're going to treat yourself to hiring a trainer for just 1 month. Now, you can do this virtually, which is super affordable, but if you're going to do it, I highly recommend that you just do 1 month of hiring a trainer, even a virtual trainer, where they actually can see your form and help you improve your form. In fact, I don't even care if you just do one session, but I want you to look forward to it. And I want you to treat yourself to this in month 12 because your form is going to get even better when you have a skilled professional saying, hey, I love what you're doing. Let's just tweak your form just a little bit and you're going to see amazing increases in your progress. It's an unbelievable treat. All right. And then lastly, from a mindset standpoint in month 12, I want you to offer to be someone else's accountability partner because now you're an inspiration. You've taken the steps towards becoming a healthier you. You did it the right way. One simple habit in each of these areas per month. Improving your health and fitness, it doesn't have to be overwhelming. It doesn't have to be complicated. It doesn't have to be that big. I want you to focus on these small, measurable goals. Implementing these daily habits, attaching them to a previously existing habit, and just letting them stack one on top of the other so that it's actually sustainable. So it actually feels like this is you. This is you improving your overall health and well-being. You're not trying to do all these things at once. You're going to see how each one of these small steps brings you closer and closer to ultimately being who you were designed to be. You're not going to get discouraged when you do it this way. You're going to embrace the journey. You're going to celebrate these little successes and you're going to make these changes part of your daily routine. They're going to be habits. You're not going to have to rely on discipline because you know how to create a habit. And not only is this going to improve your physical health, it's going to improve your mental health, your mental clarity, your emotional well-being, your confidence, everything. Every part of your life is going to up-level. So let's start this journey together. I am super excited. I know what's possible for you, and I hope you are too. And I need to know. I need to know if you are in. So if you are, take a screenshot of this episode right now and post it to your social, whether that's Facebook or Instagram. Tag me and say, I'm doing this. We're doing this together. Tell me what you loved about this episode. If you're really confident, go on camera and encourage other people who are following you. Because, you know, when you make these kinds of things public, you are far more likely to stick to it. All right, I'm going to look for your post. I love you. Stay consistent. Small steps. I mean it. And I'll talk to you soon. Hey, if you enjoyed the show, just do me a favor and double check and make sure that you're subscribed or following if you're actually someone who listens on the Apple podcast. And if you've got just like 30 seconds, it would really mean the world to me if you were able to leave a 5-star review and tell me specifically what it is you liked about this episode. My show is released every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. I do also have a business podcast that comes out on Tuesdays and Thursdays. I host that with my son, Brock. It's called Build Your Tribe. You should check it out. There's always a link in the show notes. I'm sure you know this, but on Fridays, my episodes are very casual. It's very personal. It's usually stuff with myself and my husband. And if you love that kind of stuff, I want to invite you to check out my Patreon. It's all of the Chalene Show episodes ad-free. In addition to that, for just $5 a month, you get extra episodes. And this is the stuff that's like kind of too personal to put on the Chalene Show. It's all personal stuff. There's like no like personal development. It's just real, raw, what's going on in our lives, stuff we can't talk about on the show. However, if you are easily offended, Patreon is not for you. That's not the place to be, all right? You can learn more about it by going to patreon.com/The Chalene Show. Any of the links that I referenced in this episode will show up in the show notes, which are just below the episode. To learn more about the services that I offer and to take advantage of some of the free resources, I invite you to check out my website, which can be found at shalene.com.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.